Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lost Rhetoric, a dim space for light hearts where we discuss all manner of odd. My name is Jason Dinges. Thank you for being here with me. Thanks to all return listeners. I really appreciate your continued support. And to all new listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. This week, Chris Tucker. Yes, that Chris Tucker is on the show with me. Chris Tucker from Winchester, Virginia, from the podcast Brothers with Opinions. That Chris Tucker will be joining me. He is an old friend from my hometown, and he believes that we didn't land on the moon. So we have a discussion about it, and we talk about some facts about the moon landings and some conspiracies of that have been swirling around for decades, because a lot of people really want to believe we did not go to the moon. And we also dip into the Artemis program, which is literally launching this month to go back to the moon, to send man back to the moon. So that's what we're talking about tonight. If you're into that, stick around. Let's talk shop real quick. Hey, if you like the show, like it, you know, like hit the like button and the subscribe button, and follow or whatever the hell you need to do to pay attention to this show, and share a link, tell your friends, leave a review, leave a rating, all of that stuff. It really does help with the visibility of the show and helps spread the word. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with me, find me on Instagram at Lost Rhetoric Podcast. You can find me on Twitter, which I don't really use, but if you engage with me, I'll engage with you. You can find me at Lost_rhetoric, or you can just email me old-fashioned style at lostrhetoricpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. The big website is lostrhetoric.com. You can find every episode. If you feel like listening through the website, you can do that. But there's a shop with some merchandise. I have merchandise to sell. I have shirts, koozies, mugs, stickers, pins, stuff like that. For your enjoyment and to liven up your home and life. So, yeah, check all of that stuff out. Now, let's get into what we always get into. My whole intro has morphed into basically just me telling you about the music I'm listening to, and then we get into the show. So, I've been listening to Charlie Crockett's new record, The Man from Waco. I've mentioned him many times, just good old Texas country music, man. So if you like that kind of stuff, you'll like Charlie Crockett. My friend Ant turned me on to a band called Wine Lips. I've been listening to their album Mushroom Death Sex Bummer Party from 2021 on Stomp Records, and I really like it. I kind of, in my brain, I just say it's kind of like the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club on speed or something. Like, they're just fucking rocking. They're great. They're fun. Lots of energy. There's a hardcore band that I've been listening to from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, called One Step Closer. They have an album from 2021 called This Place You Know. I don't know if I've mentioned it before or not. Maybe I haven't. But I mentioning it again. They're on Run for Cover Records. I'm not usually into this style of hardcore, but these are some really young kids harkening back to the old school kind of emotive melodic hardcore from back in the day that I do enjoy. So it's not like, you know, the super tough guy stuff. It's like really well crafted songs, and so listen to One Step Closer. Glitterer. I've been sleeping on Glitterer for a while, but I finally started listening to, I think it's mainly one person that writes all the songs. But, you know, full band, I don't really know. I'm just taking a stab at the dark here, or in the dark, or however that term of phrase goes. But I've been listening to a couple records, Looking Through the Shades from 2019 and Life is Not a Lesson from 2021. And it's really good, gritty pop music. And what I love about it the most is the brevity. The songs are catchy as hell, and they end quickly. There's no fucking around. It's the epitome of Tom Petty's Don't Bore Us, Get to the Chorus. And then they don't really go much past the chorus. It's great. So listen to Glitterer. And I've been revisiting some things, like the Appleseed Cast, one of my favorites, Low Level Owl Volumes 1 and 2 from 2001 on Deep Elm Records. Great records, great songwriting. Check out the Appleseed Cast if you're into, it's indie rock, but people would probably call it emo. I don't really know. It's just really great songwriting. Just beautiful, beautiful stuff. Good stuff to listen to on a drive or a rainy day, you know. Weezer. Now, I gave up on Weezer basically after Maladroit, which is a great record. But I kind of combed through their catalog. They have so many records. It's pretty impressive. But when they're bad, they're bad. When they're good, they're good. And I found this record from 2014 called Everything Will Be All Right in the End. And I honestly have never even heard of this record. So I cut it on and it's good. It's heavy. It's like good, heavy, like hard fucking guitar tone, heavy palm muted Weezer with killer guitar solos and not stupid lyrics. Like it's actually a pretty tough record and it's good songwriting because it's Weezer. Yeah, I was actually kind of blown away that I liked that record because I didn't know they had anything good past, like, I don't know, 2002, 2003, something like that. And the last thing I've been listening to is the brand new Built to Spill record, When the Wind Forgets Your Name. And it's good. It's another one of those things where you don't give up on your heroes because they're, you know, people probably think Built to Spill hasn't had a good record in 20 years or some bullshit like that, but they just keep churning out really good records. And this is no exception. This is good. I've only listened to it once, but it's good. That's all I'm going to say. It's just Doug March writing great songs still to this day. So if you like Built to Spill, I think you're going to like the new records or the new record. Yeah. So that is what I've been listening to. I think that's it, everybody. Let's get into this discussion with Chris. It's fun talking to him about his passion for believing that man hasn't been to the moon. So let's get into that. Here we go.
What's up, brother?
Chris. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm just coming out this little rain. But I know it's nothing you're not used to on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, you know, summertime, it doesn't rain much here. But, yeah, I know rain. Shit, I just realized I just closed all my notes. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm just moonwalking into this nice episode with you. Excited to be on.
Dude, I'm so glad you mentioned moonwalking because I was actually thinking about titling this episode Moonwalk Greater Than Moon Landing because I know you're a big MJ fan, but my son's just gotten into watching the moonwalk videos and it's the most impressive dance ever created and it is very impressive. What do you think?
And fun fact is, obviously, you probably know too, but MJ didn't create it.
Oh.
He didn't invent it.
Who did?
And I should have done my homework a little better. I don't remember the name right now, but I've seen a video where it was done like in the 40s by some dude.
Oh, dude. So he just perfected it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of just the same way, like, James Brown doesn't get as much love, but Mike learned a lot of his moves from James Brown and the way he did his movements. But I saw there was a video of a guy that actually did the moonwalk, and that was like back in the 40s, I believe.
Damn, I love it.
But yeah, Mike's definitely my favorite artist.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The Moonwalker is special. You know, the game was amazing, if you remember the video game.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, man. Yeah, and it's funny, too, because your name is Chris Tucker, and for those who might be confused, the comedian, the very famous comedian Chris Tucker, is also a very big Michael Jackson fan and was a good friend. So I also thought, yeah, the moonwalk and Chris Tucker, it's all coming together. And we're talking about the moon landing.
Yeah, I love that shirt too, man. That's fire right there. Chris Tucker was actually in the Rock My World or Rock This World video, the Rock My World, yeah, video with Michael Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah, but no, I like that shirt, man. It's definitely, it's right on time.
Yeah, man. I got it for like $5 or something off the National Geographic site. It was like three, four, or five. It was so damn cheap. I just had to buy it.
Yeah, I like it.
But we're here because you might be the only person I know that doesn't believe we landed on the moon ever, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's so much unknowns in the entire world and universe to me. So I'm a big believer in thinking outside the box. And if I haven't seen something be, I guess, proven in my eyesight, then I don't really know if I believe a lot of it. And the moon landing is definitely one of them. It's a big one because it's such a huge part of history and what we talk about as one of the monumental things that man has supposedly done. So I would like to see that it's proven, you know. So I don't believe it.
Oh man. Well, you sent me an article, and it's this, what is it, IOP, Institute of Physics article, where they like, we'll get into all the a lot of the conspiracy theories because that's the fun part.
And they shoot a lot of them down, obviously. Like,
Oh
oh, you
yeah.
guys are just dumb. It definitely happened. So I get it. That's cool too. And there's a lot of them, but
Well, there's like a literal mountain of evidence, but I guess the big thing is just like, I mean, they've got pieces of the moon that they've brought back and like tons of photos and data and in this article it says that they have 382 kilograms of moon rock that Apollo astronauts have brought back. And they've been independently verified as lunar by laboratories around the world. And yeah, there's a lot of evidence out there to prove that we did.
how far is the moon from here?
It's actually at its closest, it's 225,623 miles, and at its furthest, it's 252,088 miles. It took the Apollo 11 crew in 1969, 4 days, 6 hours, and 45 minutes to get there.
Which is basically going to California four times if you're driving from the East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, well, I
Well, no,
mean,
actually, it's less than that. 6 days if you're driving.
well, in terms of days, yeah, but miles, it's not even close. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, you said 200 and something thousand miles. So, yeah,
Yeah,
that's definitely not close. But because of the time it can travel and how quick it can travel is different.
the Apollo 10 crew had reached the highest velocity at 24,791 miles per hour.
And we went in 69, and I guess the first time somebody went was 10 years before that, the Soviet Union in 59, right?
Yeah, there were a bunch of Russia was
Not
the
that a man didn't supposedly walk on the moon, but they had went there.
they had gone to space into orbit. Yeah, like they had put a man in orbit for sure.
But
But
they said they went to the moon. They just didn't, nobody walked on it. And
they
America's
didn't.
the first one that with Armstrong said, yeah, we walked on the moon.
Right. Like actually, Americans are the only people who have walked on the moon. 12 astronauts, 12 white men, American white men are the only people who have walked on the moon.
It's happened six times.
Yeah, there were six crewed missions that between 69 and 72, the Apollo program is the only program that successfully landed people on the moon. And
And we
the
haven't went back since because Nixon said no, like we're not going to do it anymore. You guys need to stop.
yeah,
And
they
since then, so we've just listened to Nixon and been like, yep, we're not going to do it no more. And
the
that and it cost like 300 and something million or billion, maybe 300 and something million back then.
Oh
And now
man.
it costs like 2.7 billion if we're going to do it, which is just ridiculous because numbers are just numbers. The value is what is important. It doesn't really cost any more money, except for things are worth more now because of what we put a value on. We could go back if we want. We just haven't since then. So that's another thing that always gets me and why I'm like, well, I don't know if I believe it because if we've done it, and why wouldn't we do it since? And it's been 10 years since before you and I were born, damn near 8 to 10 years. it hasn't happened since. So I'm like, all right, well, that's weird. Wouldn't people want to go back and do even more and see what else they can do now? Because we'll become smarter, more intelligent, bigger technology. Mm-hmm. So that gets me too, Jason. I'm like, all right, well, why not then? No country? Because there's four other countries that went besides just India, Japan. They've been there, supposedly.
Yeah, it is that one thing, like the gap between visits to the moon is pretty, it's astronomical, pun intended. But yeah, and I guess in 72 priorities changed, and they just couldn't justify spending that much. They had America had so many more problems that they decided that to put it on the back burner, and they, until now, recently with the Artemis program, that's, I mean, we're sending people to the moon this month. That's the idea. The first woman, and I believe the first person of color, are going to be on the Artemis. A part of the first launch that has been delayed twice now, and I think they're looking to do it like September 23rd or something. So we're going back to the moon.
And in 2025, we're supposed to walk back on the moon. Mm. Supposedly, it's in about 3 years from now. Yeah. I don't know. And if that happens, of course, I'll believe it. I'll be like, oh, shit.
Well, because you will have seen it in real time. But everyone in 1969, I mean, I forget the numbers, but like however many tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people watched the moon landing in 1969. I mean, dude.
Where is that footage? I want to see that exact footage.
Oh, it's everywhere. I mean, it was live. I mean, like, but the
of them really watching it.
Oh, of people watching it. Oh, home film cameras. You want to see a home film of someone watching the moon landing with sound?
Not somebody being filmed in their home watching it, but just okay. They're really wild. I want to see the actual footage of it, and but you can tell that some people are watching it, and it's not just NASA kind of people.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, we'll have to dig that up. I'll try to find that. I'm sure. I mean, well, Neil Armstrong was the first person to walk on the moon. We all know that. Buzz Aldrin.
And he's Fidel, right? I know he's a Fidel brother.
What is it?
Phi Delta.
What's Phi Delta? You have to.
It's Greek. When you join in, you know, fraternity in college.
Mm. So that was his fraternity, Phi Delta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I know that because when I said I've posted before that I don't believe in the moon landing and it's
fraternal order shit.
He was like, you're going to tell me my brother's lying?
Well,
he was like, he put the flag there. You're going to tell me he's lying?
He swore on
us and this and that. And I'm like, man, look, I'm not saying your brother's lying. I'm saying whoever said that is lying. And if he happens to be what you are, is the same fraternity, then yeah, I don't believe it. like if you're going to take it to that extreme, dude, I get it. But
right. Well, don't.
I'm not sitting there saying five deltas are just bad people. I just said I don't believe whatever that young man said that they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't tell Buzz Aldrin that because he punched a guy in the face in like 96 or something. I can't remember if it was an author or just a reporter who was following him around, harassing him, saying the moon landing was fake. He punched him in the face. There's footage of that. That's real.
I would like to see us go back to the moon then. I mean, I'm 41. I'm guessing you're about 41. It hasn't happened since, so that's why I'm like, all right, there's a lot of things that I don't believe, but well, that's an event that,
right.
And it's an actual monumental, it's such a historically thing. Like if it really happened, like let's go back.
Yeah. Well,
obviously we can't go to the sun. That's stupid. No, you can't even get near it. You're going to die, but the moon. Okay. If we did it, let's go back.
Right. And dude, I'll post a video that I got on the NASA site yesterday and looked at the Artemis kind of promo video that they're using to kind of hype up the program, and it is pretty cool because it's like a resurgence in I mean it's not the same because you know you don't believe it, but we've already walked on the moon, but so it's not like the first time, but it's been
Michael,
such a,
and
it's
he been, wasn't the first,
but it's been it's been such a long gap that it is exciting because it's been a couple generations past since we've walked on the moon. So it's kind of fucking cool that they're going to do it. But the video is really interesting because they're talking about, they're using weird language. Like they want to build there like a lab, and they're on the dark side, like the lunar South Pole. That's where we're going to go. I guess we've never been there. And they want to build a space camp, and they say things like they want to build a lunar community. And then after the moon, they got their eyes set on Mars. Like, I have this moon landing.
And I definitely don't think we've ever been to Mars.
Oh, no. But they're focusing. This is like a catalyst to a manned mission to Mars eventually. And I got a shirt too that says, I forget what the 2030 or 2032 or something like that, or 2033 or something like that, is like the Mars goal that they're pushing. But they use this weird language where they say that they want to establish a structure up there capable of supporting a growing community of efforts. Like, they're trying to make it sound like it's not, like, they're basically saying they want a fucking community on the moon and beyond. Like, they're straight up saying,
well, we were going to be living in space, like, in our lifetime.
Well, NASA is straight up they're straight up saying we are going to the moon this time. And we're going to figure out, they're looking for water. They're trying to figure out how to supply power. They're like seriously trying to, it seems, build a permanent presence on the moon so they can build on the moon and work from the moon. I think they want to build, I don't know what, satellites and shit. They want to build things on the moon in space. And then I think they want to like colonize the moon. That's basically what they're saying. Now it's like, all right, we've been to the moon. We've walked on the moon. It's time to fucking live on the moon. And then from the moon, we'll go to Mars. You know, it's like the moon's going to be a pit stop on the way to Mars or something. But that's the whole Artemis goal. Like, they say that this is what they say. Oh, wait, Chris, wait. There you are. I lost you for a second. All right, there you are. You're back.
Yeah, my apologies. My job is going to message me nonstop. That's my fault.
It's all good. But what I was saying was what NASA is saying, this is their statement of why they're going back to the moon on their website. We're going back to the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, an inspiration for a new generation of explorers, the Artemis generation. While maintaining American leadership in exploration, we will build a global alliance and explore deep space for the benefit of all. So that's what they're saying.
I mean, that's what we should do. If we've already been there, we should be doing a lot more to explore and everything else. So that's my point. Yeah, let's go do that then. Not say you and me, but as why would we not be interested and want to do that? I'd be more interested to go see what's on Mars and all these other so-called planets if they're over there. Like, let's go see. We're not the only species and people out here.
Right. No, you're right.
My belief. So if I can believe that kind of stuff, it's not that I can't believe man's ever walked on moon, but nobody's proved it. I believe there are things out there.
I think they proved it.
We don't really know about, and I don't think they're aliens, unless the fact that we call them aliens because we don't know what they are, so it's the unknown. But we're not the only species here, I don't believe. We're ruining Earth by building nothing but concrete and buildings and with bricks and everything else and ruining the habitat for animals and all this other life, if we go to the moon and start doing that, I can guarantee it might be some bigger problems for the futures going on. But that's just me. Like, all right, if we're ruining Earth, what the hell are we going to do to the moon?
It's like, how can you already ruin something that's pretty much dead anyway? But we'll do it, you know?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you never know what we're going to be doing up there.
I know. And it's, yeah, it is. interesting because it's what a flex to be like, if we actually colonized the moon and went to Mars and we had an American community on the moon and Mars, like that's huge. That's fucking huge. And yeah,
that's our big triangle right there. Earth, right. Mars, right. And the moon.
The holy triumvirate.
And that's the real M&M. M&M. Yeah, M&M. Yeah. That's it right there.
So if Artemis successfully lands on the moon and there's astronauts walking on the moon, do you think this will be the first time we've walked on the moon?
I would believe more so that it's possible that we have before, but I would still say it's the first time I've seen it. But well, I would definitely say it would open up the opportunity for me to believe, well, maybe we have before. I just don't understand why it took so long.
Well, there's a bunch of evidence to prove that we've already been there. But a lot of these conspiracies, let's get into some of these conspiracies because they're pretty fun.
Well, I love them because I think people call a lot of people conspiracy theorists or call them conspiracies because they don't even want to believe that there's another truth out there that could even be another truth.
Right. Well,
so what, this is what I've been told. This is just the way it is. Fox News is the Bible.
What's the theory? Like what theory do you believe of, if you don't think we went to the moon ever from 69 in all these six missions, we never actually been to the moon. Why, like, what's the theory that you believe of why the American government and NASA would perpetuate this lie on the public? What's the theory that you subscribe to?
Well, it's just money. Obviously, it's money and power, I guess, because they can kind of do a lot of things in life that so many people can't. But it's money. NASA is such a big entity and business and whatever else it is, but it's just like, oh, they're NASA, so, and they have the right to do this and that. It's so hard to get a job with them when you do. Like, they can make you believe all this, but then none of those people in that NASA department right now have ever been to the moon. None of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're all dying.
Who would not want to be a part of it, especially for the people that are so unlike me, and they truthfully believe it, and they might want to slap the barbecue taste out my mama's mouth and say that. Like, but I don't think, like, there's no way that they can prove it right or wrong, and neither could I, because we don't know. No, we have, none of us have been there.
But
and
why?
We don't know anybody who has. Is Neil Armstrong still around? He's not, right? Well,
Buzz, there's still astronauts that have walked on the moon. Yeah, they're still walking around.
But Armstrong is, and I think
he's gone, I believe. But I think Buzz is still alive, and a lot.
Buzz Lightyear.
Some of the later ones too, because like I said, there were 12 men that have walked on the moon, the last being Gene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt in 19.
And 12 is a funny number. There's 12 judges. I mean, there's 12 people on a jury, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
there's 12 players on a basketball team. Like,
there should have been, I think, 14, because we've all seen, well, not all of us, but the movie Apollo 13.
Which is why that's more famous than Apollo 11.
That, because they were supposed to walk on the moon. They got to the moon and then they had like crazy catastrophe. But those two guys were supposed to walk on the moon. And I think one of them eventually did in one of the later missions. But yeah, there were supposed to be more, but Apollo 13 was epically. You just watch the movie, everyone. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, there were 17 Apollo missions. And I think, I don't know if it's the crewed missions or all missions in general, but I think NASA has a 60% success rate with these missions, which is pretty fucking good considering, you know, what you have to do. Because, you know, from 1972 on, it was all about Skylab and the shuttle program. That's what they focused on.
In Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they were spending billions of dollars, but not studying space and studying the moon, but not putting man on the moon.
And not that we had to just go to the moon, but I don't think we did a whole lot. we've heard all this and that about space. I think we're just fantasized. I mean, like we're so captivated and we fantasize about it so much, but we're not doing much up there. And I don't think we've landed on moon or we've never been to Mars.
We've never been to Mars. Not, I mean, a human.
But why not?
Well, because
go to Mars.
I don't think they've perfected how to successfully get a human being there alive and back. It's a harder.
We might not come back, but at least to say we've been there and we can see it. And no, being honest, that's a small step for man, big step for mankind.
We've seen Mars, but I mean, we've seen Mars because they send like rovers and there's robots running around that place taking pictures. Like we've seen Mars, we've been to Mars. Man has not been to Mars, but machine has been to Mars. But to
me, that doesn't count as far as like, because we haven't been there. No, we have not been there.
No human being has stepped foot on Mars. That is true. But
so-called aliens have stepped foot on Earth. I believe that.
Right. I believe
that. Do you believe that?
I do. I do. And you know who else believes that? Apollo 14 astronaut and American white man who has walked on the moon, Edgar Mitchell. Believes, look into Edgar Mitchell. He believes, he's never seen a UFO, he says, but he believes that aliens exist. UFOs that are seen on Earth are from other planets. And he's given a whole bunch of interviews just saying like that there are, like they've helped engineer certain things, like maybe for the space program, and that like Roswell was real, and that he knows we're not alone, and like NASA distanced themselves from him.
So the way we want to go to Mars, and we haven't even been there yet, not alone any other planets, they have learned and been around so long, they figured out how to come to other planets, including Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, we don't all look alike, but that doesn't mean that they look like what we depict them to be.
Right.
They're just different. But right. I believe they're amongst us as people. I would believe that they've figured out how to turn themselves into us, too. Kind of like, I think movies are smarter than people make them out to be, because all those ideals come from real life most of the time. It's real life. Some of that stuff has happened. It's happened.
Right.
So Star Wars, which was such a big movie, it even started before I was born. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. That I loved it, but I was so little, so I liked all that stuff. If that movie was such a big thing, and it happened after the moon landing, but nobody ever went back to the moon, what did we really see in space that those people that walked on the moon supposedly, but they haven't told us what they really saw up there?
Do
you believe there's a lot of hidden stuff they did not tell the people about?
I think I'm with you on that. Like, I feel that we've walked on the moon multiple times. Man has been to the moon, but just like anything else, there are secrets for sure.
They might have saw some stuff they didn't even want to think about telling us.
Right. I mean, they could have seen some stuff in space and on the moon that they could have discovered some stuff. Anything could have fucking happened. We can speculate to the end of time about what they actually encountered and everything while they were up there. But I think there are some things that aren't divulged to the public. I think there are technology secrets that helped build the space program and, you know, Earth in general and technology in general. Technological innovations that we've taken from with the help of extraterrestrials and stuff that we found of theirs, like crashed UFOs and stuff. And I think once we're out there using the technology that they've kind of given us, or we took from them or whatever, recovered from them, there we are experiencing some stuff that maybe the government doesn't think we're ready for, so they're like, keep it on the hush hush, don't say what you saw, because it's too fucking wild, man.
If they've been there, I believe they've seen some stuff that they would never even second guess themselves about telling. Like, nope, we're never gonna tell them.
Right. Like everyone's kind of been waiting for like the deathbed confession of an astronaut to be, you know, we fucking encountered a whole civilization up there. They took us captive for like 2 days and whatever. You want to hear the craziest story, but no one's really come out with it. Edgar Mitchell is kind of the closest, but he says he never saw anything. He just believes that we're not alone. And he believes in these that aliens have been to Earth. He believes that, you know? And this is a man who's walked
I
the
mean, they
fucking
come
moon.
here all the time.
Yeah. No, I believe
They're
it.
here right now. I'm sure they're here right now.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I believe it. But let's talk some of these theories and see what you think, because there's a lot of I don't know if you checked out the Wikipedia page for the moon landing conspiracy.
Haven't, but it's just because I know Wikipedia can be altered by any of us.
Yeah. I try to avoid Wikipedia, but I gave it a glance and it is deep. There's so many theories of why people think we didn't land on the moon. The newest one being from this year, a guy found there's a photo of I think it's Neil Armstrong, because on the moon, Neil Armstrong was the photographer. Like he had a camera like attached to his chest. So he was like taking pictures, you know, like that. Not like this with it up to his head, but like on his chest. And most of the photos are of Buzz. All of them, basically, except when and this is a theory, people are like, well, then how did they film Neil stepping down onto the moon? And it's they were filming the lunar module was filming him. Like there was a camera on the module filming him stepping down. So that debunks that theory because that's been proven. But there was another theory of like why there's a reflection of Neil in Buzz's visor and his hands are down here. And they're like, why aren't his hands up here at his face taking a picture? He's not taking a picture. Who took this picture? And they're like, dude, the camera's on his chest and his hands are on his chest. Calm down. So that one's debunked too. But this new one, there is in Neil's visor, there is if when you zoom in on it, and this person who found it did zoom in on it, kind of looks like a person standing there, not in a spacesuit. And he's claiming he believes it's a stagehand that is working the film set that they are, you know, they're shooting this on a soundstage, and he found proof in a reflection of Neil Armstrong's visor.
Because they could have made a movie out of the moon landing. And really, they were just making it up. And it was like, this is so real. We can just tell people we really went to the moon. And that's what somebody's running with. But I mean, it makes sense too, because you can never prove anything until we go back. You can't say somebody's right or wrong all the way, because we haven't been back, and most of us haven't been alive when it did happen.
Well, I mean, I think my old man probably remembers it, and yeah, well, he definitely remembers it. He was like
He
15.
remembers hearing about it. He doesn't know if it's true.
Nah, they know, man. 530 million people watched.
That was the whole earth.
But if it were a film and 530 people, 530 million people watched, that's the most successful fucking film ever
Of
made.
course.
And the theory, and this is a big theory, is that Stanley Kubrick shot the film and was paid to shoot the film of the moon landing, and something that he's denied. But then there was like a not a deathbed, but towards the end of his life, there was an interview that he gave where he admitted that he did it, and it was one of his biggest regrets or something. And then that whole interview and person who gave the interview was debunked and said it wasn't even fucking Stanley Kubrick, and this guy is a quack, and that interview was fake. And his daughter's like it's 100% fake. Like, he did not shoot the moon landing.
Because everybody's lying, so nobody knows the truth.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like Donald Trump, the Donald Trump effect. You just say something dumb, put it out there, get people speculating, and then it muddies the waters and no one,
yep,
the truth goes away. And then it can be whatever the fuck you want it to be for the rest of time. And here we
Which
are.
Which is why history is just his story. Somebody's telling us what they want us to believe.
Yeah, it's like
how much truths are it and how much is there being hidden and not being told about it.
Right.
And that goes for everything. But the moon landing is just one of the ones, like, I'm glad we're talking about it because, yeah, I've never believed this happened.
That's...
I don't even know if the earth is round or flat. There's so many things. Like, okay, how come there's never been a proven individual that is truthfully been like 100% this is the person that killed JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, even Tupac and Biggie? There's no truth. Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, that stuff's
not proven. I'm just saying there's so many conspiracies because the truths are always hidden from us as people.
Right.
Well, this is why it's fun to talk about it.
There's live feeds that you can watch right now of people orbiting Earth, and you can see the spherical shape of the Earth right now. You can get online and watch it like right now. And, you know, I've been.
But then when you go outside and point up, the people on the other half of the Earth from us, from any individual that point up, they're on that part. They're up there. It's not just when you're pointing up to space then because it's around.
It's pretty wild. Gravity is weird.
I don't know if that's true.
It's a weird place, man. I mean, you know, but I've driven through the panhandle of Texas on I-40 where it's so fucking flat. You can look out in the distance and actually see the world drop off. Like, you can see a curve. Like, it dips down. It's so far. I've seen it. It's fucking crazy. Like, you look the horizon line, there's a curve to it. It's so wild.
Yeah, that's dope.
But, you know, I believe the Earth is round. Science.
I'm just saying there's so many things that people be like, man, I'm not sure what's true, what's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if it's happened before our time or you can't really see it.
Right. Well, there's a theory. All right. So this is a thing. There were six flags planted on the moon, one for each mission, right?
Which is why six flags, more fun.
But I didn't even make that connection first. But currently there's only five because one of them got blown over by like the exhaust or the
whatever. Yeah, that's the American flag.
Yeah, from when they left the moon, the shuttle or the lunar module.
Yeah, when Apollo 11
it blew down one of the flags. So there's five standing flags on the moon. So when Artemis goes up there, or whenever we go, there should be five flags that man has planted on the moon. And one of the theories of why we faked it is that the flag looks like it's flapping in the wind.
And there's no wind up there.
Yeah, it should be drooping. But they made special flags. This is proven that they had a rod. There's a rod in them that makes them stick out. And it says that this is the Apollo 11 astronauts had trouble extending the rod all the way. And it creates a ripple effect that makes the flag look like it's waving in the wind because they couldn't stretch it all the way, I guess. And that's it. There's a rod in the flag and it's designed to be a firm flag and not drooping. So they thought ahead on that one. And the ripples are because they couldn't get it taut. You believe that?
I mean, that's cool. I'm saying we didn't fly until the Wright brothers. And all of a sudden, not even that long afterwards, we just went to space and landed on the moon.
That's because we were in cahoots. We were getting that alien technology, man. I'm telling you.
Because there's aliens involved then.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we've had this crazy technological boom of the last 100 years. Think about, I mean, you know this. Think about when we were kids. With the fucking Ataris and the NESs And then by the time we're 20, 18, 20, cell phones are just, like, you know what I mean? Like 20 years, just now it's getting even crazier.
No, we're just ruining stuff.
Yeah, it's getting wild.
I mean, there's advantages to everything, of course. Don't get me wrong, but we're ruining a lot of what life is about.
I think so. And hopefully alien life is watching and they step in and slow us down a little bit. But like, you guys,
I mean, we're taking advantage because we're on podcasts and using our phones and FaceTime and everything else. But at the end of the day, I think as a whole, it's not helping the way we live. Like, I go everywhere I go, I just see people always just staring at their phone, their device. Right. And like, we're so into it.
Mm. Yeah, it's like Lord of the Rings, you know, with the ring. Like, cell phones and technology is like my precious, and you just like can't let it go. You can't stop fucking looking at it. You're obsessed with it. If somebody else,
when we go back to the moon, somebody better take a selfie on that bitch.
They should have good reception.
Joe, they can go live, man. I'm telling you, they're gonna be able to do all kinds of stuff if we go back now.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a live event. Hopefully.
We should actually have them play Michael Jackson and do the moonwalk. I mean, it'd just be turning into a party up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume there's a massive delay in a way, but as live as it can possibly be, yeah, we can party live with the astronauts when they land on the moon, man.
I think we should. I'd like to be alive if it happens. That'd be dope.
That'd be fucking sick. Another theory.
If somebody asked me if I could go to space, I probably would.
Because they're doing that now. Like, you know, Shatner and Strahan, they've all
been to space. I get it. They have money too. Right. Yeah, I think I would.
I'm not the biggest fan of flying. So I would love to go to space. But I don't know, man. It's pretty fucking freaky to me. Like,
it's cool, man.
It would be an achievement. It would be really cool to go to space, but man, I don't know if I can handle it, man. I'd have to get.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I think for a couple of reasons. One, I don't have a family to stress about, no kids or a wife, but I think that I'm so into being like, all right, what's really out there just in life in general, I'd probably do it. And if I die, supposedly, if heaven's up there, I'll be closer to it already.
You'll fall down on it.
Yeah, I'll be right there. I think right. Is there a song that goes like, heaven's only a mile away? Something like that.
Probably. And if it's up in the sky, that's pretty much true.
Yeah, but no, I think I'd do it, man, to see what's out there. That's cool, because I remember people saying one day we would live on the moon and live in space and this and that, but I think that's because we're really just, I don't want to get all into it, man, but I don't know if we're not being programmed right now, and we're really in the Matrix. I think all those movies are created on purpose, and that there's a way more to the truths than what we're being told. They've programmed us to have feelings and all kind of stuff, which is crazy to think. And a lot of people are like, oh, this dude must be smoking some wild shit, but I'm not. I'm just like, dude, you got to think for yourself.
Well, you're definitely a got to see it to believe it guy. So if you went to space and saw it, that would you'd have more beliefs after that. You know?
The biggest weird thing to me is whoever thought about the cell phone or phone in general. I want to talk to somebody who's not here. But then not only that, but how does it really work? So that always would trip my mind. I'm like, as soon as you dial a number, it goes through these imaginary things and you can hear them, whether they're in Virginia, Texas, Oregon, or Tokyo. You can just hear them like it's nothing, and it still sounds like Jason or Chris. Mm. That all of that thinking about how that works to me is kind of bugged out.
Yeah, it's beyond us, man. But they've been working on it for a while, so they're getting around to perfecting it.
Way before it came out. Before it came out. So I'm pretty sure planes and astronauts and, well, space shuttles and all that has been invented and came out way before we knew about it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's
so why don't we go back to the moon then? Are they hiding something? Or were we told not to come back and we're not telling that truth?
See, well, that would be interesting, because if they were like, motherfuckers, get out of here. You're overstaying. You're welcome.
Yeah,
because
you're right. You're going to the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah, the moon. Yeah, the moon. We actually have a moon treaty where it's like, don't come back for fucking 50 years, you know? And now we haven't been back since 72. It's 2022. The treaty's expired. We're going back.
Yeah, it's wild. But it's true, man. Like, we don't know that.
Right.
And they could have said, don't tell anybody down there because we'll kill your whole family.
We'll blow up the whole planet.
Yeah, well, we'll just kill your whole... where are you from? Winchester? Oh, we'll blow that whole place up.
Oh, yeah, that place is gone.
That's nothing to us. Like,
yeah.
But it's true, man. Like, if we think we're powerful, trust me, we're not the most powerful. There's so much going on.
Right.
I like that you like talking about this stuff, man, because you have to have people that don't always believe in things or vice versa. Because if not, then it's just like, oh, whatever, it happened. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the truth is, Houston, we have a problem. And yeah, the problem was like, we better get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man. I mean, one of my favorite, I always think about Mars Attacks, the movie, because it's like,
we've probably been attacked by people from Mars.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because, you know, they show up, they're peaceful, they're cute, and then they just start blasting everybody and like taking over, and they're like, it's vicious and we're at war, you know. That, I mean, there are supposedly myriad species of alien out there, and some are peaceful, some are very violent. Some are violent towards each other. Some, you know, like
just like people.
Exactly. So you gotta tread lightly with certain kinds of aliens, and some are there to, they want to interact and help each other out, but the others are just straight up trying to murder motherfuckers. You know, like these like 8-foot grays that you know are hell bent on global or, you know, intergalactic domination or something. I don't know, but this is what I'm saying about, like, if there are moon secrets, like maybe maybe some intergalactic police showed up. They're like, oh, these motherfuckers, who just showed up, let's go check them out. Like, you think you can go to the moon and not be noticed by anybody?
Man, you guys don't even have a visitor pass.
Yeah, you guys don't even have, you don't have your seasonal fucking pass. You don't have the parking pass. You got none of the required passport, IDs, nothing. We don't even know who you are. They're like, am I dreaming? Where'd you motherfuckers come from? Is this a dream? What's going on here? Did you guys really just roll up on us like this? This is crazy.
But it's cool because I've never even thought about it all the way like that until just now. But I mean, that could be very true. Like, people could are like, be. Oh, man, Jason and Chris are just talking wild. No. Have you ever been there? How do you know people can't tell you get the hell out of here? Like, what do you think? You can just show up to the moon, like you just said. Like, that's ridiculous to think, but it could be very true. It could be. Not far-fetched to me.
But that's the fun part about it is, like, I think we have been on the moon. We've walked on the moon. All these things actually are true.
So we just pulled up and they gave us enough time to get out before they chin-checked us.
Right. But once we're there, I do think there could be some shit that we don't know. And it could be as wild as what we're talking about. Could be. Why not? But, you know, once they're there, they're the only ones that are there. They're the only ones that know. And they can, and if they don't want to tell, they're not going to tell. If they're told not to tell, they're not going to tell, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about finding or running into people or problems and conflicts with Russians and Asian, with Chinese and all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
What about people from other universes and galaxies and planets? Yeah,
you're in their hood now. Like we are out of our depth, and maybe it's naive of us to think that we can just roll up on the moon or roll up on Mars and just start building shit. But, you know, we do have rovers and cameras there basically 24/7, and they've never seen anything, apparently.
Where did the term Earthlings come from?
Earth.
Yeah, but we've been told we're Earthlings.
That's the whole thing. It's like, well, where did language come from? Where do words come from? Where do numbers come from? You know, like, yeah, I don't know. It's, if you're going to, yeah, who knows, man?
Somebody taught us.
We taught ourselves. It's evolution, you know. We crawled out of the water, and here we are. The primordial
ooze. Started just putting stuff in rocks and dirt and figured it out.
Of all the lucubrations I've read in my life, the theory of evolution is one of the best. I roll with that one. But you know, going back to the moon and trying to colonize the moon or Mars is like the next step in human evolution. Once we're in a completely different environment and we live there for however many generations, how are we going to change physically and mentally? Like, how are we going to, our bodies going to adapt to like the light, the manufactured fucking oxygen? And you know what I mean? Like, how are we going to change? And what are we going to look like in 200 years when we're living on the moon? That'd be fucking weird. I don't think we're going to look as good as we do now.
I don't know. I think we were living in a time when this earth, even just where the U.S. is now, was just a bunch of grass and dirt and rocks. And now look at it.
Beautiful.
But we've adapted in such a short time.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. And look what we've done to it, though, but we've adapted.
Mm-hmm.
We now, a lot of people, like, I mean, I live in New York. A lot of people feel like they can't live without all of this stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it was a beautiful place without all of it.
Right. And now people are drawn to New York City because it's so insanely massive and built up.
Yeah, up, not out. Yep,
yeah.
Up.
And it's like people want to go experience like the biggest, craziest city in the world. You know, it's like, so many buildings and people. Oh my God, this is, you know, yeah, that's, people want to experience. Not everyone wants to live in it, but a lot of people want to go.
Yeah. Oh, most people that visit me, they're like, man, this is cool for a day or two. I need to go back.
Every time I go to New York City, I have a good time, but I'm like, man, I can't hang. Like, I moved to Portland and it was perfect for me because it was big city, small town mix.
Yeah.
It's a small city. So you got a little bit of both, nowhere close to New York, obviously, but I at least get that urban fix where it's like,
but also not Winchester.
Not Winchester. No, not Winchester. Oh, by the way, for the listeners, Chris is from my hometown of Winchester, Virginia. We'll get into that later, 'cause I want to talk about that. But, is there any other theory? There's some other theories about, like, you can't see the stars in the photos. The shadows are wrong.
They said because of the lighting of the photo, you couldn't see stars and this and that. But I'm like, all right.
Well, what they say is all of the exposures that of the astronauts on the moon are daylight exposures. The surface was brightly illuminated from the sun, and the astronauts are wearing bright white suits that are highly reflective. So it seems like all of the light was from the surface and the suits, like soaking up that, you're not going to see anything beyond the foreground, basically. Like if they had put it like a long exposure up at just the dark sky and took a photo, you would see the stars. But with the photos that they had where everything's basically fucking bright in the foreground, the stars aren't going to show up.
I don't really see stars now compared to what I used to when I was little.
Oh, well, that's because you live in the city, man. Like, we just moved to a small town an hour south of Portland. And, dude, it's just, the sky is just like Winchester, man. I see all the stars now. And when I lived in Portland, I could see the stars, but not this many and not this clearly. You know, you got that purple city light glow haze above you where it's blowing it out, man. You can't see the stars through it. Not as well. So that's why, you know, you gotta get back home, man. See those stars.
I go back home. I'll be back home in 2 weeks, man. But yeah, I don't ever see anything like that. And I know it's polluted more, but it's wild.
Yeah, the sky, I don't know. It's interesting when the first time I noticed a satellite in the sky just going in orbit in a straight line tripped me out because I thought it was a UFO and I didn't realize you could see satellites like that. So you got and a nice clear night, you can see all the satellites, all the stars. You can see some planets, all the planes. It's great, man. I don't know. In New York, you see, what do you see out there in the sky?
Just black.
Just haze, man. Right? You know?
Yeah, I mean, depending on what the weather's like. But yeah, it's just a pitch black sky.
Right. I lost you for a second. That was my fault. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, yeah, besides, depending on the weather, it could change what the sky looks like. But usually it's just a black sky.
Yeah, man. It's nice. But like I said, I was telling you, in this country sky out here, that's where I saw those lanterns a couple weeks ago, or like a couple months ago. Holy shit. You said the other day you sent me a video of those, that whole like football game or whatever, seeing two.
Yeah, I don't know if it was football or soccer, but
soccer or something.
Yeah, it seemed to definitely be real. You could hear the crowd. And
yeah. Like, yeah.
How was that?
Yeah. And I saw two lanterns that looked exactly the same. And I found one of them on the ground. Like I found it. I saw it hit the ground and it fucking tripped me. I stopped my car. I got out. I ran up to it. I was like totally tripped out.
Pictures of it?
No, I didn't have pictures of it because it was like after a long, I was like in the moment, dude. And it was, I told this story at the episode with Jenny a couple, like 3-4 episodes ago. But yeah, the video that you sent, the shape and the way that they were moving and falling kind of in unison, it looked very similar to these lanterns that people light what off. They're like little hot air balloons and they like extinguish and fall to the ground and they're kind of together for a while. And then they just, yeah. Dude, but they change shape and color and luminance and they're falling to the ground. It's like the craziest looking shit I've ever seen. And my jaw was like on the fucking floor. And then it fell right in front of me, like across the street. And I ran up to it and it was just a lantern, like a paper. I was like, oh my gosh, dude. Like I got duped, but it looked so fucking cool. Like if I wouldn't have stopped, I would be telling a different story. I would have been like, I saw some fucking UFOs and it freaked me out and I ran away. But like I actually, it fell right in front. It was so crazy. So I got an answer to the thing. Luckily. But that would have been like life-changing if I it was life-changing regardless, but it made me a little less skeptical or more skeptical, I guess, when it comes to sightings, because I'm like, that was fucking real for about 10 minutes. And then
it wasn't.
Then it wasn't, yeah. So it's like when people see some shit, but they don't get the final result that I got, where I visibly, physically touched and saw the thing that was in the sky, they go the rest of their lives thinking they saw a UFO, which is a lot of sightings, you know?
Yep.
But is there anything else you wanted to mention about the moon landings before I tell you a story?
No, but if you hear about us, anything special coming up with the moon landing before I do in the next 3 years, let me know. Because they said we're going in 2025.
We'll pay attention because Artemis is supposed to launch in a couple weeks.
September 23rd, that's next week.
Yeah, yeah, and if it gets delayed, they had like a weather issue the first time, and then the second launch attempt there was like hydrogen leaks or something that they detected, so they scrapped it, and now they're trying again. It's pretty wild, man. But pay attention to that because we are actively trying to send people to the moon right now, and it's supposed to happen. So,
yeah, that's what's up, man.
It's our 1969, man.
Let's see. It's coming quicker than we think. And if it's happening like that,
and then you'll be a believer, man. You'll be converted. We've been to the moon, finally.
We'll see. If it happens that quick, that'd be pretty fucking special. It'd be like, damn, you just had an episode where you said, I don't believe it. And a couple weeks later, it happens.
It's good timing to talk about it. So I do this thing, exhumed excerpts from the Tomb of the Promulgated, where I tell a quick story from history about something, like usually a sighting. And I found, to keep it on topic, 1969, from 1969, actually before we landed on the moon, This is from the May June issue of the APRO Bulletin from 1969, and this is just a quick little blurb in the article, but the title is EM effect on truck in Missouri. And I think EM means like electrical malfunction or something. And this is, I like this story because this happens a lot with encounters with UFOs. What happens to this guy, but this guy here, I'll just read it and tell me what you think. The following information comes from a sighting investigated by Ted Phillips, William Overstreet, 50, rural route mail carrier en route from Elmer to Atlanta, Missouri. Jesus. All right. And this is in Missouri, not Georgia. Encountered a huge 100-foot diameter orange ball of light about 4 miles west of Atlanta at 6:40 a.m. on the 4th of March, 1969. Overstreet claims that as he rounded a curve, he spotted the object between a quarter to half mile from the road over a field to his right. He was traveling east, and the object was proceeding in a northerly direction at very low speed. After driving over the crest of a hill, Overstreet saw the object hovering above Highway J, on which he was traveling, ahead of him, and continued toward it. The object appeared to be 100 feet in diameter, round, and hovering about 50 to 60 feet above the road. And this is where the dude gets ballsy. Tell me if you do this. Overstreet decided to drive under it to the other side to get a better look. But as he approached the object, the center of the glow turned to bright blue, surrounded by a red band, surrounded by a yellow band, which appeared to be spinning clockwise. And a brilliant white beam of light shot down to the road surface, covering an area about 8 feet in diameter. As the truck approached, the beam reached a spot about 2 feet from it. The truck's engine died, and the two-way radio went out. Overstreet decided to depress the clutch pedal and coast on beyond the object. And as he did so, the object began to move east, away from the truck. His radio came back on, and as the object moved away, and when he released the clutch pedal, the engine also began to run again. The object continued to move east, and Overstreet followed it for about 4 miles. It appeared as if to strike a telephone tower on Highway 36, but veered to its left, avoiding it, then headed into the southeast, seeming to follow the contour of the ground and flying at about 40 miles per hour. That's pretty slow. Overstreet estimated that the object crossed Highway 36 about 7 or 8 miles east of Macon, Missouri, and eventually disappeared from view. Overstreet stated that when he began to coast toward the object, the beam disappeared and the object returned to its original orange color. He also observed that there was no discernible shape or structure behind the glow, which was much brighter than the sun. Man, Macon and Atlanta, Missouri. That's confusing.
Yeah, because they're both places in Georgia.
Two towns in Georgia, but in Missouri. All right, so that's what happened to that motherfucker. What do you think of that?
It's wild. There's a lot of colors, a lot of lights.
It's a light show. It's a spotlight. It's like typical. Yeah, but he went under it, dude.
It's wild for that. He said 8 feet in diameter, but I don't know what to take of it, but I just know there's a lot more out there that we don't even know about either. So I'm not saying whatever his story is not real. And it kind of blew his mind. And honestly, like, he's like, I don't know what it is, but this is exactly what I saw to my story to be able to tell you guys. I believe it. I just don't know what it is either.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy because 100 feet in diameter, the colors are fucking awesome. And that spinning
100 feet. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. And that spinning, clockwise spinning, I've read in certain designs of UFOs, they use, like, I forget what it's called, but, you know, there's clockwise and counterclockwise, they're spinning against each other, and that creates the anti-gravity effect. So that could be a part of that. But like the brilliant colors and the spotlight down, that's some like typical UFO stuff. And then the electronic malfunction, the radio going out, the engine cutting off, like, that's always
until,
happening.
Until they recognized and started going east, and then everything came back on.
Right. Like they
I guess they were so close that they were able to shut the power off of whatever the truck the guy was using.
Right. It's like it's either they are controlling his truck or whatever energy they're absorbing or frequency that they're
strong enough to shut his truck down.
Right. Like it affects
the whole engine and everything just stopped.
Right. Yeah. So that's just a I love these little stories because there are fucking, I'm telling you, millions of these little stories from around the world. And it's just nice to tell a story so it doesn't get forgotten. But yeah, this guy.
So I do believe in UFOs and aliens, and because it just means it's unidentified object.
Right.
Like we don't know what they are when it comes to aliens, which is why I hate when people fill out applications or I have to do certain paperwork. They have to say, are you an alien? I'm like, no, none of these people are aliens, but.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Either no one's an alien or we're all aliens, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, that's so weird that we're allowed to put that on people's paperwork for yeah. getting jobs. But
well, that's so they can profile you. Yeah. They're like, alien? Nope. Not hired.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, well, none of them are aliens. Like, are they from another country, maybe? That doesn't mean they're an alien. I get it. Oh, right. They're from Mexico or from Philippines or from France. They are an alien.
Dude, when I go to, if I went to visit you in Brooklyn, I'd be an alien.
As far as to the culture and the language and this and that and vice versa. But it blows my mind that people really be like, oh, is he or she, are you an alien? No. Like, everybody's from not the United States, but from Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do believe a lot of those stories, even though a lot of people, like, they're far-fetched. They're far-fetched because you have maybe never seen, heard, or experienced something like that. But I believe there's so many stories because a lot of them, like you said, maybe 90% of them are a hoax. And they ended up being something that just got us because we didn't get to see the final result. Like,
right, right.
But I do believe there's definitely at least 10% of them that, it's, trust me, it's something that was from out there that we don't know where it's from. But it's definitely something out there. And they figured out how to get here and they're not worried. They're right. learning too and they're trying to see and experiment and see how much they can do.
Right.
Or maybe they're controlling us, but we don't know.
Who knows? And a lot of these objects could be the military perfecting alien technology, like sending crafts out there to, you know, see what they can do. There's testing them out.
In Virginia, you can't go.
Shot.
You get shot down and stuff. Like Virginia has a lot of military big time stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's
anywhere close to it without because they don't want anybody to know anything.
Yeah, I forget the name of that base. There's like an underground base out there outside of DC where like
Monaco.
I feel like it's something Hill. I can't remember, but it's like where the president goes.
Yep.
There's like where the president goes when there's a threat and shit, you know, safe haven.
Yeah, they're all in Northern Virginia area.
Yeah. It's a freaky ass place, man. Well, thanks for being with me, Chris. You got some things going on. You got your show and you got your event coming up. Do you want to say a few words about what you got going on?
I'm actually on a podcast with Jason's big bro, Tony, my big bro, but his real big brother. They look exactly alike. the Dinges Clan. We have a podcast together along with another brother, Zeb Weaver, and it's called Brothers with Opinions. And we actually have our 50th episode later on today with a good high school buddy of ours who graduated with Jason, Quay Kennerly, known as DJ Unique from Los Angeles. But nice. Excited for that show. We'll be talking about a couple of different things. We talk about any and everything, but excited for that. And then, yeah, having a second annual Paying It Forward Hoops for Hope event in Winchester, actually on Sunday, September 25th. So 2 weeks from today, I'm excited about that to help raise money for the group home that I was raised in, as well as the community where Jason, Tony, and I are all from, the North End. And that'll be to honor all of the basketball stars from the Shenandoah Valley that we can find and that can make it and have some kids games and stuff and good time for the community to come together and help give back. But now I'm excited for it, man. I appreciate you allowing me to be on, Jason, man. It's fun. This is actually my first podcast I've been on that hasn't been the one that we're on. So I appreciate you inviting me out, man. Come to Oregon and, you know, wake up early morning with you. So it's been fun, man. Maybe I'll figure out how to walk on the moon with you one day.
Yeah, man. Well, maybe by the time your event is going down on the 25th, maybe we'll be up. Artemis will be up there. We'll find out. And you know that I love your Hoops for Hope event. That's such a good idea to bring like to give people their flowers while they're still here. I love that idea of bringing all these basketball players that, you know, like, it's just like my Exhumed excerpts. It's like, don't forget about these motherfuckers. Like, they're still here. They did great things. They're still great. And let's celebrate these people that were and still are amazing in Winchester, Virginia area lore, you know? So that's,
yeah, I love that you do that. My first love, man. It's my first love. It's what I did as a child. Like, if I wasn't doing schoolwork or practicing with a team or something, yeah, I didn't worry about a lot. I played basketball at every park in Winchester, but primarily I was at the Civics a lot. And that's why, to bring the guys and girls back there, that, like you said, it's just basketball, but that was my biggest love. I still love it. And like you said, to give flowers to people, no matter their age, because they deserve to be remembered, even if that's what it's for. And that's what I love, of bringing them together. And the community was great to support last year, man. I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, hopefully, man, one day you can make it out there with your family, you know?
Absolutely. I would love to, man. I plan on it, like, in the next, I don't know. It's either that or Apple Blossom, you know?
Maybe we can make them coincide, maybe, because I would like to do it on Apple Blossom Sunday.
Man, that would be pretty crazy. Speaking of basketball, you just remind me of something. I don't know if you remember Steph Curry kind of talking about, he made a comment about the, he didn't
think he doesn't believe in the man on the moon.
Yeah. And then NASA gave him some moon rocks and he got to touch them and they made a big event out of it. And then he's like, all right, I was just kidding.
He had to wear NASA shirts and everything. They're like, they're really coming at me. And obviously Steph is like the best ball player in the world besides LeBron. So
yeah,
they're like, all right, we got this one now. It's just Kyrie talking about he thinks the earth is flat. But no, yeah, that was a big, big thing they brought up with Steph, because he didn't believe in it. He had to go visit NASA and everything.
Yeah, because Steph, people look up to Steph. They're like, we can't let Steph, get away. We gotta prove to him that we've been to the moon. So we need all the kids on our side. Steph will sway them the other way.
Yeah, that's true, but that's funny. That's how powerful Steph is, and that's how powerful NASA is. So yeah.
Isn't that wild? Like the NBA and NASA together, that's fucking nuts.
If they can play ball up there, then I'll definitely love it.
That's fucking Space Jam right there.
Oh man, shit, it is. I didn't even think about it, but if they put a court up there, that's the real Space Jam. That's going to be the name of the court for sure, or the arena. Gosh,
that'd be fucking sick. Well, one day.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I didn't even think about it, but that is.
All right, cool, Chris. It was good having you. Thanks for being here, man. I'll be back on BWO whenever you guys need me.
No, it's always a great time having you on, man. You guys continue to support Lost Rhetoric, man. Jason's doing his thing. 10,000 downloads plus, man. Keep getting out there, supporting them, and spreading the love.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, dude. Thanks again. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. All right. Be good, my man.
All right, you too. Tell Quay I said hello.
Definitely.
All right, man. Later.
All right.
Okay, there it is. There it was. What do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about the moon landings? It's still quite contentious out there, whether or not we went to the moon. It's going to be interesting after this Artemis mission, the first one, or whichever one actually lands people on the moon and we walk on the moon again. When, you know, what are the conspiracy theories going to be about this one? And how it didn't happen. It's going to be fun to watch it unfold and just turn into a huge shit show, like every major event does. It just spirals out of control. And a lot of people just don't believe that great things happened. And, you know, sometimes they got a point. I don't know. Hopefully this Artemis thing turns Chris around. I think he's going to be a true believer in all of the moon landing soon enough. But yeah, his Hoops for Hope event in Winchester, Virginia, that's coming up, truly is an amazing feat. It's so fucking cool. Like, just imagine where you live and where you're from. And if someone organized an event like that, that got all the local legends, all the street ball legends, all the people who maybe didn't get enough credit, all the people who just, you know, they did their thing, and it maybe it didn't go past high school, maybe it didn't go past the street level, but he gets them all together to play a fucking local all-star game, and he just started it last year, and he's going to keep doing it every year, and he's starting to incorporate games for up-and-comers and kids, and it's such a fucking cool event, man. I'm proud of him for doing it, and hopefully, yeah, one day I get to go back to Winchester and witness it in person, because it's such a great event. So thanks again, Chris, for being here. Thank you guys for listening. Listen to Brothers with Opinions. I've been on the show quite a few times. I was just on last week, I think. But I'll post links. I'll post a link to their brand new website, which is still kind of under construction, but they're getting it together. And I'll post a link to Chris's event and some other things that we talked about. And you can check it out. And definitely, as always, reach out. Tell me what you think. LostRhetoricPodcast@gmail.com. That is a good way to get a hold of me. Or Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. And, you know, let's interact there. Find me at Lost Rhetoric Podcast. And go to the website, LostRhetoric.com. Check out the shop. And more than anything, spread the word. Tell your friends. Share a link. If you like the episode, just send a copy and paste that fucking link and send it to your friends. You know, post it in your stories. Do something. Spread the word. I would greatly appreciate it. I think that's it. I think that's it for this episode, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your time here on this earth. And maybe one day we'll all go to the moon and check that out, you know? And see, once it's fully functional. We've fully colonized that place, and we're hanging out, you know. You know, there's good neighborhoods, there's bad neighborhoods, there's classism, there's all the problems of Earth, but on the moon. Doesn't that sound exciting? Maybe we'll get there one day. It's all I can hope for humanity. We'll get there one day. So thanks, everybody. I love you all. We'll talk soon. All right. Until then, please, everyone, stay sane and stay safe.